according to that very same WMFO digital clock here on the wall, it is now 11:02. And you're tuned to your freeform radio station. This is WMFO in Medford. The program is Bubbles in the Think Tank, and I am not Belinda. But I'll still be bringing you two of the silliest hours of radio programming imaginable. Not one, but two. You count them. One, two. So much silliness you could shake your stick at, and some of us have been double-dong daring you since 1990. Though certainly not me. I was totally unaware of this concept in 1990. I was aware of other concepts, but I don't want to digress right away because digressions are part of the Bubbles in the Think Tank thing, and I'm sure that is bound to happen. And coming up in about 48 minutes or so, we will have our weekly radio obituaries. Yes, 48 minutes. A little before the midnight hour, because we're a little behind in our radio obituaries, so we've got a few to get to. Plus, we've got one that I kind of went a little long on, so we're going to have to start the radio obituaries at around, let's say, 11:50 tonight. We'll say farewell to those who've passed in recent days, weeks, and dare I even say months, in one case, maybe two cases. Belinda's not here, so she left the show in the capable hands of yours truly, not Belinda, and my capable companion, Lady D, as she's womaning the Facebook page and calling up some links I've asked her to do for me to present to you here at Bubbles in the Think Tank. But as I was preparing for the show, I was informed earlier today that today happens to be Belinda's birthday. Yes. The Belinda, who hosts this show, who's been bringing you silliness all those years, and she can't be here tonight on her actual birthday. But we have some birthday treats for her. And one which was sent to me this morning by the Irrational Rodents. A little tribute to you, Belinda, for what you do for all of us here at Bubbles in the Think Tank on WMFO in Medford.
Congratulations on completing a trip around the sun. 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 Completing a trip around the sun.
Thank you. birthday, baby.
Yes, happy birthday to you, to whoever's birthday happens to be today, to Belinda. I'm sure she's enjoying herself, though in one sense I think she'd rather be here, but maybe where she is she'd rather be there, and that's where she is tonight. So instead you have me, not Belinda. And being that we ended up there with a Beatles cover of the famed birthday tune by local favorites Bird Mancini, favorites of ours, favorites of Bubbles in the Think Tank, Diane thought it'd be a good idea to have some other funny, silly Beatle covers. And she requested this one in particular. So let's continue on that sort of thing. I mean, what we're doing here tonight in terms of prior to the radio obituaries is free association. That is my free association. I didn't ask for any input with free association with words or anything like that because I'm not Belinda. So we're just going with my free association from now, oh, for the next half hour or so until we get to the radio obituaries. So let's see how far we get with this here at your freeform radio station. This is WMFO in Medford.
Went out with Lucy's sister.
Me around and filling me up with your room. No! now here's something we hope you'll really like.
Once I was sappy, a sap I was once, you know, once I was happy, but wow, I'm forlorn, a lorn I'm found now, a scion line, a nylons are free, no, no, now I'm forlorn, like an old goat, oh no, not a goat, that's an animal, like an old coat that is tornered and tat, a teetered and tummed, a tattered and tipped, a tap with a toupee, a rip. Left in this wide world to sleep and to snore, to weep and to mourn. Betreen by a jade in her mean, no, be mean by a trade for some jeans. I'll be jean by a teen with some jane, no, betrayed by a maid in her teens. Oh, he floats by his hair, oh, not by his hair, that would hurt. Speaking of hair, a man came up to me today and said, Doodles, your hair is getting thin. And I said, well, who wants fat hair? Thursday Schiller! He floats through the air with the eightest of grease, with the latest of fleas, with plates full of cheese, no, no, with the birds and the bees, he can't miss. The manning young dare, the daring young mare. He's not a horse, that's silly, he'd break his neck. The fanning young Dan, the danning young fat. He's an awful old ham, he's a young fellow about my age. You know, a funny thing happened, a man came out to me and Dizzles, Dizzles, did you leave home? I said, I left home. He said, did you put the cat out? I said, I didn't know he was on fire. It's a killer! The daring young man on the flapping trapeze, a treasing triflaps, a trying flip-flip, a flipping tri-flop, a fapping tri-flop, a horizontal bar. His gracians are axle, no, his actions are horrible, though he's very good. All girls he doth please, but my lovey hath lowland a stay. No, the doves in the hay loft away, no, I'm on the road to Mandalay, no, hey, 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 no, no. Did you hear about the owl who married a goat? They had a hoot nanny. Killer! Ooh. He's a man on the flying trapeze.
Ba-dum-bum, ba-dum, bum, bum. We just love Spike Jonze and Doodles Weaver around here. I know... Our last minute substitute DJ last week played some Doodles Weaver too. In fact, he played Doodles Weaver doing a Beatle tune, and we had a Beatle set in there. So I was thinking of doing that too, but I didn't want to repeat from one week to the next, so I found an alternative there. For your edification and delight, we certainly hope. This is Bubbles in the Think Tank. I am not Belinda, but I am here with my trusted companion, Lady D, and all you out there on the Facebook chat group are joining along and having fun, laughing along with us, as we make some merriment and silliness here for everyone's delight. Yes, I see. Speaking of Doodles, there, feel good. Yes. Did you put the cat out? We got our cats in before we came over here. So they're at home listening to the radio because we left the radio on just for them. Unfortunately, there's no more dog, but we knew about that because we had his obit back in December. I digress, and digressions are part of what this show is all about. So, but we're trying to keep it upbeat and happy. You know, we don't want to talk about sad things. There's too many sad things out there in the world, and we'll certainly get to some sad things when we get to the radio obituaries in a mere 15, 17 minutes or so from now. But between now and then, what can we do for you, the faithful fans of Bubbles in the Think Tank, out there on the Facebook chat group? If you're not in the Facebook chat group and you're not driving in your car, you should log on to Facebook and go to Bubbles in the Think Tank and join in on all the fun that's going on over there. I am not Belinda, and this is Bubbles in the Think Tank on your freeform radio station. This is WMFO in Medford. And moving right along here with some other favorites from the Bubbles in the Think Tank book of lore, as it were. Or I guess there's a CD of lore.
I had a bad experience, a traumatic experience last year. I like to get a morning bath, and I got in the bathtub, but I didn't open my door, which I usually leave open when I'm in there alone. I got in the tub like I always did, but when I went to get out, my hand slipped on the bar and I fell backwards, and then I couldn't get up. I couldn't get out. There was no water. I had let the water out. I had had a shower and the water was running constantly, and I had turned it off and I was getting out of the tub. I was there for 12 hours. 12 hours naked in the bathtub. I couldn't reach the pull string, and nobody could hear me because it's a soundproof building. And so I was in there. I tried and tried, and then I decided that I was not going to get out. I went to sleep. By the time I gave up, one of the women said, something must be wrong, because she always takes her paper in. It's that newspaper that saved me. They called the paramedics, and they got the door open and got me out of there. But I've never been well since. It didn't hurt me. I didn't get hurt at all. I just couldn't get out of that tub. It's deep, and my knees wouldn't let me get up on them. See, if I could have got over on my knees, I might have got a leg up, but the tub was deep. I've had bad dreams since then, falling in those things. Sometimes I'm trying to get out of the tub, but not so much now as last year. It was last year that this happened. It changed my whole life, the incident. Traumatic experience. I've been having some physical troubles since then. Well, of course, I'm old enough to have arthritis anyhow, and it doesn't seem to be any worse. But I do have to use the walker. I'm uncertain now, which I've never been, since this bad incident. It changed my whole life. I told the doctor about it, and he said, I noticed that you're uncertain. When I told you to stand up, you didn't know which foot to put down first. He said, I noticed that in your attitude, you're uncertain. Well, being in the bathtub 12 hours, you'd be uncertain too.
Ricky Bates.
The day the casuals went abroad was neither typical nor all that odd. I swear to God, here's a few of the highlights for you. Rose a little late, drove like hell, really should've known they'd be late as well. Picked up the minivan in Hyannis, crossed the Sagamore, smoked a big fatty. Traffic was clear, so clear, I stopped for a beer to celebrate our departure. I got confused. Checked in the merchandise, but not my base, which got misplaced. I sure wished I had it later. Passed through security, I never learned. Gave the guy my driver's license, never to return. I sure wished I had it later. Made a couple calls, but had no luck. I'm changing planes, my pain was assuaged at the stage. Delhi and Newark Airport, who would have guessed the best pastrami on earth? Right there at the Newark Airport. Ate one slow, took one to go. The day the casuals went to Sweden.
Mercedes town sedans, all custom upholstered, to match his new tan. Oh, what a yuppie man he was. Oh, what a yuppie man he was. His discs, they were compact, because he heard they were the rage. His taste ran from Whitney Houston all the way to New Age. Sing, you animals! Oh, what a yuppie man he was. Oh, what a yuppie man he was. He would network to satisfy primal urge, interfacing with young yuppets with which he might merge. Key promotions did elude him, although he plowed on unperturbed, but croaked by coronary, thank you, before his IRA matured. Sing! Oh, what a yuppie man he was.
Sounds like
he
died.
There was a drought. There was a swarm of killer bees without a doubt. There's gonna be some new disease, some kind of gout, on the backs of giant fleas, and I'm against it. There was a flu, and then another strain of flu. What can you do? Just wait around, another flu will come to you. And all your pets will get flu too, and that seems bad. And I heard it doesn't matter how much money that you raise. The water in the well will only last a few more days. But I just had a sandwich that had way too much mayonnaise. And I'm really quite upset, 'cause it makes the sandwich wet. And I think they lied about the octane in this gasoline. And the springs are getting
was a wreck.
It was a wreck.
There was a fire and a war. I sent a check.
I sent a check.
Next week I'll send a little more. Hold on a sec. I think I wore this dress before. No, not again. Just count to 10.
And I heard that there's a battle that's been going on for years. And every day another super parasite appears.
My new Ford Explorer is abruptly changing gears.
First wall was unto thee. Now God is jovial me. Chose the microwave is blinking, but the maid's already gone.
Maid's already
the champagne
gone.
I've been drinking isn't really from champagne.
Really from
all
champagne.
The straws I've overbent, and the milk was 2%.
We got problems in the first world too. Some folks have no Wi-Fi, or it's really, really slow. Some don't even have a toaster oven. Ooh, somewhere there are places where the crops will never.
But it's dinner time and I'm sure that I'm not getting two desserts.
Cause the brulee's kind of brittle
and
the flan is really loose.
And
I think our extra pillows made with duck instead of goose.
I got quake instead of
crisp. And the bacon was too crisp.
We got problems in the first.
Cause the beer is really hoppy
and
the lawn's a little dry. The sloppy gel's too sloppy and the paper's not too ply. And the news is all despair. We've got problems in the first world too.
Signori e signori, io mi chiamo Peppino Zurichil.
And what a moving yarn. Peppino, oh, you little mouse, so won't you go away? Find yourself another house to run around and play. You scare my girl, you eat my cheese, you even drink my wine. I've tried so hard to catch you, but you trick me all the time. Ci stanno usura, gilla, basciusella, redumur. Ogni sera che esce, guarda a casa scura. Indumienze da cucina, balla sullo su. Ma parlo malandrina, pura gatta c'ha paura. Peppino usura gilla, ma fatta scomparì. Mannaggia usura gilla, a casa è nata io. Stasera da cucina, dopo che vina già lassa. E quando sempre aga, Peppina già ingappa.
Ma tu chi sei? Siciliano?
No, I'm a calabrese, a nut. The other night I called my girl, I asked her, could we meet? I said, let's go to my house, we could have a bite to eat. And as we walked in through the door, she screamed, that's what she saw. There was little Peppino doing a cha-cha on the floor. Peppino su di gilla, ma fatta scomparì. Mannaggia su di gilla, a casa natai. Stasera da cugina, dopo che vina già la sa. E quando si imbriaga, Peppina già ingappa.
Ma dove venire? Ask if you.
If I ever catch, I'm gonna throw you right in a bagnarò. Ella non ci piace il formaggio americano. Ella va trovando un po' che par mangiare. Se fatta giatta giatta, gusta vita buona. E quando che la cammina, pare proprio in un galantone. Peppino su di gilla m'ha fatto scomparì. Mannaggia su di gilla a casa è nata lì. Stasera da cucina dopo che vino già la sa. E quando si imbriaca Peppina già ingappa.
Luigi, I got a present for you.
Ah, oh, you're a nice man.
How do you hide? How do you hide in the box?
Mannaggia usura gilla, ma scasciata a mano, a mousetrap.
Mi sono mia.
Ehi, malandri.
Okay. We've been all over the place in that last set, and it's totally free association, because I don't know how things associate with each other. If I can't figure it out, how can you figure it out? But it doesn't matter. It's time to focus, and I'm going to focus now because it's time for our radio obituaries, where we say farewell to those who've passed in recent days, weeks, and in a couple of cases, even months. I don't have to thank Vince when the music's over, because I didn't seek his help on this. I had a little help from Belinda. She sent me a list of obituaries that she hasn't gotten to yet. Back on February 7th or 8th, just before she left, she said, here's a whole list of things. If you can knock off some of these, it'll be great. So I took four of those, but then since that time, three more people have passed that are worth noting. So we've got a total of seven obituaries to get to here. But before we get to them, I should tell you to plan for your future before you become an obituary and go to feedthepig.org. In the meantime, our initial radio obituary tonight is for William C. Hancock Jr., who died on January 22nd at age 72. He was an American singer, guitarist, bassist, and multi-instrumental recording artist. He has made numerous recordings, primarily in the rockabilly genre, but also has a large body of recorded work in rock and roll, blues, jazz, rhythm and blues, and country music. He performed live primarily in the Washington, D.C. area, but also played regularly at European Roots music festivals. Hancock was born in Washington, D.C., and raised in Alexandria, Virginia, where he had lived most of his life. In the early 1970s, Hancock began a collaboration with Danny Gatton, and they formed Danny and the Fat Boys, with Hancock on bass and vocals, Gatton on guitars, and Dave Elliott on drums and vocals. In 1975, the group released American Music on a label owned by Hancock and his brother. Throughout his career, Hancock played in background backing bands for prominent musicians including Fats Domino, Gene Vincent, blues guitarist Roy Buchanan, rockabilly Charlie Feathers, The Clovers, Amos Milbourne, and country musicians Dottie West and Gene Shepherd. In 2010, Hancock was inducted into the Southern Legends Hall of Fame. He is already a member of three other international halls of fame, and now he is our initial radio obituary here on Bubbles in the Think Tank.
One, two, three, and...
Yes, I
since you walked out of my life, I haven't had a happy day. You took all of my money and my brand new chartreuse Cadillac too. My brand new chartreuse Cadillac too. You left me sitting here thinking and drinking of all the things we used to do. Right.